Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Monday, March 24th. And coming up in today's episode, Shinde Sena leader arrested for vandalism. In Kunal Kamra joke controversy as Kamra claims he has no regrets. Riya Chakraborty's lawyer on CBI clearance in Shashant Singh Rajput's suicide case. BJP targets Congress over alleged remarks against Constitution by DK Shivakumar. And new report on Gaza death toll. FIR against Kunal Kamra, as well as those who vandalized a hotel outraging at his joke. Arrest of a Shinde Sena leader for violent vandalism. One comedy show has snowballed into a full-blown political controversy. BMC has even demolished parts of the venue where Kunal Kamra performed his comedy show, which Shiv Sena UPT chief Uddhav Thackeray claimed was absolutely truthful. Meanwhile, Mumbai police sources revealed this afternoon that Kunal Kamra does not regret his comments against Eknath Shinde, if any. Neither will he apologize for the same unless the courts tell him to. Furthermore, he denied rumors that he has been paid by the opposition to lampoon Eknath Shinde. Sources said Mr. Kamra told cops they could even check his financial details if needed. It all started when Kunal Kamra targeted Eknath Shinde without naming him with a parody version of Bholi Si Surat, a popular song from the 1997 blockbuster Dil To Pagal Hai. He used a gaddar jibe or a traitor jibe against the Shiv Sena leader who led a rebellion against Uddhav Thackeray in 2022, eventually bringing down the government and splitting up the party. Later, he joined BJP as an ally and formed the government in the state. Multiple FIRs have been filed against the comic, including one based on a complaint by Minister Pratap Sarnaik. Earlier in the day, a group led by Shinde leader Rahul Kanal had forcibly entered Mumbai's Habitat studio after being outraged by Kamra's joke. They then proceeded to vandalize the venue and damage property. They issued threats against Kamra and said in an interview with news agency ANI that anyone who insults Eknath Shinde will be met with fierce results. However, an FIR was filed at Khar police station against him and Rahul was arrested earlier today. Ironically, he was photographed before this at a police station where he filed an FIR against Kamra. Meanwhile, countering Kunal Kamra's gaddar jab at Eknath Shinde, Chief Minister of Maharashtra Devendra Fadnavis said, and I quote, "He should know that Maharashtra people showed who is gaddar or traitor and who is not in the 2024 elections. People have decided who has the legacy of Bal Thackeray." Meanwhile, his deputy Ajit Pawar claimed freedom of speech should be within rights and that going beyond certain limits should be avoided to avoid police intervention. However, the opposition has targeted Maharashtra government over this. Taking a swipe at Mr. Shinde, Shiv Sena UPT MLA Aditya Thackeray said, and I quote, "Only an insecure coward would react to a song," unquote. He also questioned the state's law and order situation under the Devendra Fadnavis government. Samajwadi MP Jaya Bachchan told ANI, and I quote, "Where is freedom of speech? There is freedom of action only when there is a ruckus. Beat up the opposition, rape women, murder them. What else? You, Eknath Shinde, left your real party and formed another party for power. Isn't that an insult to Bala Sahib?" Unquote. Meanwhile, Shiv Sena UBT MP Priyanka Chaturvedi also voiced her condemnation of the vandalism, calling it an example of growing intolerance in the country. Quote, "They ignited a fire like this in Nagpur. They are now doing this in Mumbai. What kind of intolerance is this? If you don't like something, file a police complaint. But if there is such a behavior, I think people of Mumbai are watching. Maharashtra is watching how law and order is being taken into hand and they have stooped to hooliganism," unquote, Ms. Chaturvedi told ANI. She also pointed out that the controversy was over a joke that did not even directly mention the deputy chief minister's name, but rather hinted at it. Quote, "They are threatening over a joke where Eknath Shinde's name was not even mentioned. Only the intelligent would have gotten a hint," she added. According to Ms. Chaturvedi, the response to Kamra's joke only reflected the underlying truth in his remarks. Nearly 5 years after the death of Bollywood actor Shashant Singh Rajput, the Central Bureau of Investigation or CBI has filed a closure report, concluding that there was no foul play in his death. The CBI submitted its finding to a Mumbai court, which will now decide whether to accept the report or order further investigation. Rajput, 34, was found dead in his Mumbai apartment on June 14, 2020. Even though initial investigation leaned towards suicide, public and media speculations ran amok, despite post-mortem report claiming cause of death was asphyxia. However, the case was handed over to CBI in August of 2020, after Rajput's father filed a complaint in Patna, his hometown, accusing Riya Chakraborty, who was then Mr. Rajput's girlfriend, and others of abetment to suicide, financial fraud, as well as mental harassment. Riya Chakraborty's lawyer, Satish Manishinde, has maintained his client's innocence, stating that she had no involvement in Mr. Rajput's death. According to an ANI report, Mr. Manishinde said, and I quote, "I have been saying from the first day that Riya Chakraborty had nothing to do with Sushant Singh Rajput's death. Still, on 27th of July 2020, someone filed a complaint against her, and that is why the investigation started." He emphasized that Mumbai police had initially treated the case as a suicide and that Chakraborty had left Rajput's residence on June 8, 2020 due to his drug use and medication habits, allegedly. Manishinde expressed dismay over the false narrative that circulated in the media against his client. The lawyer further explained that Riya had left Sushant's residence because his alleged drug use led to conflicts between them. He pointed out that despite Sushant living with 2 to 3 servants and flatmates at the time of his death, his family implicated Riya, filing a case in Patna alleging that she misappropriated Rs. 15 crore of his property. This led to the Supreme Court transferring the investigation to the CBI. The CBI's closure report absolves all individuals named in these FIRs, including Riya Chakraborty, her family, Rajput's sister Priyanka, and a doctor, determining there was no evidence of their involvement in abetting suicide. The CBI investigation included expert opinions, crime scene analysis, witness statements, and forensic reports. The AIIMS Medical Board also dismissed claims of poisoning and strangling, which were doing rumors on social media. The Mumbai court will now review CBI's closure report to decide whether to accept it or order further investigation. If the court accepts the report, the case will be closed, though the complainant has the option to challenge the decision in a higher court. During the time, Riya was maligned on social media a lot. And during an interview with NDTV that year, she had claimed that she was being called gold digger, witch, and other foul names. She had also claimed that no gold digger would be shopping at Zara and added that she loved Sushant. Congress is insulting the Constitution of India, BJP Chief JP Nadda claimed in the Rajya Sabha. After a massive ruckus over alleged controversial remarks on the Constitution by DK Shivakumar, the House proceedings were adjourned till 2 p.m. Monday. Similarly, Lok Sabha was also adjourned till 12 p.m. as Union Minister Kiran Rijiju demanded DK Shivakumar be sacked for his comments. Before going into what happened in both the Houses of Parliament, here is a background of the controversy. BJP claims the Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister hinted at changing the Constitution of India to favour Muslim reservations. According to The Hindu, he was speaking at a media conference hosted by News 18, where he allegedly said Constitution will be changing when speaking of Karnataka Transparency in Public Procurements Amendment Bill 2025 that provides for 4% reservation to contractors from Muslim community in public works. Despite a barrage of allegations by tall BJP leaders that Congress is plotting to change the Constitution to favour certain minority, Mr. Shivakumar has denied all allegations. Speaking with the media, he said, and I quote, "I am sensible senior politician than Nadda. I have been in the assembly since the last 36 years and I have basic common sense. I have not said that there will be any changes. I have casually said that there will be so many changes after various judgments. I have not said that we are going to change the constitution. Whatever they are quoting is wrong. They are misquoting it. We are a national party. We know what the constitution is. I will move a privilege motion against this. I will fight a case. They are misquoting me," he told. He said, meanwhile, on social media, he wrote, quote unquote, "lying ministers of BJP, including JP Nadda and Kiran Rijiju, are falsely attributing statements to him." Quote, "Historically, Baba Saheb and Congress framed the constitution and BJP's parent organization opposed it," alluding to RSS. "Even till last parliament, BJP wanted to change the constitution and was asking for 400 seats to deny rights to poor and underprivileged. To hide their sins, they are now accusing the Congress and me Also, reservation in Karnataka has always been given on criteria of backwardness. In the parliament today, BJP MP Kiran Rijiju said a senior Congress leader holding a constitutional post has made a statement that Congress are going to change the constitution of India to provide reservation to Muslim community. We cannot take the statement lightly, unquote. Leader of the House in Rajya Sabha, JP Nadda, added that it is stated in the constitution that reservation will not be given based on religion, and demanded answers from leader of the opposition in Rajya Sabha and Congress chief Mallikarjun Kharge over these alleged comments, which the Congress party has denied. Over 50,000 have been killed in Gaza so far by Israeli military action in the ongoing Israel-Gaza war escalation, according to the latest estimates by Gaza Health Ministry. The Gaza Health Ministry reported that the death toll has risen to 50,021, with over 113,000 wounded between October 7, 2023 and now. The rising death toll comes as a ceasefire agreement recently collapsed last week, and Israel has resumed its military onslaught in Gaza. Quote, the toll for the Israeli aggression has reached 50,021 martyrs and 113,000 wounded since October 2023. The quote from Gaza Health Ministry said, even though the Israel-Palestine conflict is a few decades old, with multiple wars breaking out in between this period, the October 7th Hamas attack on an Israeli festival is considered as the flashpoint which escalated the war to a new limit. The attack and its aftermath had killed around 1,200 Israelis, mostly soldiers. Israel's retaliation, however, lasting over a year now, has killed over 50,000, according to latest poll in Gaza. The Gaza Health Ministry attributes the mounting casualties to what it describes as Israeli aggression. Amidst the escalating violence, Pope Francis has made a fervent plea to an immediate cessation of Israeli strikes on the Gaza Strip. In his Angelus prayer, delivered shortly before his discharge from a five-week hospital stay, the Pope expressed his deep sorrow over the renewed and intense bombardment of Gaza, which has resulted in countless deaths and injuries. Quote, I am saddened by the resumption of the intense Israeli bombardment of Gaza Strip with so many deaths and injuries. Francis wrote in his Angelus prayer, which was published Sunday as the 88-year-old was being discharged from the hospital. Quote, I ask that the weapons be silenced immediately and that courage be found to resume dialogue so that all the hostages can be freed and a definitive ceasefire can be reached, unquote, the Pope said. Meanwhile, after breaking the very short-lived ceasefire agreement earlier this month, Israel has shown no signs of backing down, claiming that they will destroy Hamas and Gaza unless all the hostages taken during the October 7th attack are returned to Israel immediately. The resumed ground offensive in Gaza. Last Tuesday, after an Israeli attack killed over 400 people, mostly civilians in Gaza, Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu claimed this was just the beginning. Later, the Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz sent this message to the citizens of Gaza. Quote, residents of Gaza, this is a final warning, he said in a video broadcast last Wednesday afternoon. Quote, if all the Israeli hostages are not released and Hamas is not eliminated from Gaza, Israel will act with forces you have never known before and warn of complete destruction of the Palestinian territory, Gaza Strip. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anditi, signing off.